and you're listening to the Texas Standard.
Last year, there were published reports that immigration detention centers in the state, including Carnes City and Dilley, were operating at low capacity, and illegal border crossing arrests are at a 46-year low. But there is one immigration-related statistic that's gone up in the past year, and it's got immigration activists concerned. A report by the Houston Chronicle and the nonprofit investigative outlet Injustice Watch found that 2017 was the deadliest year in immigrant detention facilities nationwide since 2009. 12 detainees died in custody last year, and some of those deaths were deemed preventable. Joining us now is Lisa Olson. She is investigative reporter for the Houston Chronicle. Lisa, welcome back to The Standard.
Nice to be back.
12 immigrant deaths. Is there a common thread when it comes to the causes in these cases, or any discernible pattern?
The thing about deaths in immigration is there is a layer of secrecy that keeps us from really knowing much about the deaths other than what ICE says is the immediate cause for almost a year or more after the deaths occur. So the patterns that we kind of identified in this story really relate to the wealth of knowledge that we know about from the entire history of ICE about what has happened in immigration detention. And there was an inspector general report that just came out last year that confirmed what nonprofits have been saying, is that there's still issues with people getting basic medical care when they have a health emergency or a chronic health condition like high blood pressure, and they're in ICE detention. We have deaths where there's questions about how quickly people were provided with emergency assistance. Mm-hmm. And we also have a kind of a continuing thread of concern about people who are severely depressed in detention and are sometimes locked away in isolation cells and end up killing themselves.
What I'm struck by is the fact that there are, if these other published reports are correct, fewer people being held in these detention centers, and yet an increase in the number of deaths. Is ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, are they saying anything by way of explanation?
No, they're still investigating these deaths. They say that they're trying all the time to make sure that immigrants have access to medical care when they need it. But the issue has been sometimes somebody has a crisis brought on by a high blood pressure or some other problem, and they just don't get attention in time. And that's a continuing issue that comes up and again and again.
In terms of actual numbers, 12 doesn't sound like a large number when you take into account how many thousands of people have been detained. I know we're talking about detention facilities here, but is there any way of knowing how this death rate compares with, say, jails or prisons, or are they comparable?
You know, it's tricky to figure out how many people are held in each detention center, but you're absolutely right. Nationwide, there's kind of a difficult problem figuring out how many people die in jails as well. We don't have really great data on what kinds of things kill people in jails. And certainly there's some parallel issues there where, you know, we found in another separate story we did that people in Harris County Jail and other jails around the country weren't getting insulin in time sometimes when they were being booked, something that basic. So these kinds of issues of, you know, are people with chronic health conditions like diabetes and high blood pressure who simply need some medicine in time at getting it whenever they're locked up in America? So the answer to that question is it's just not clear. How do these deaths compare to jails?
Well, with this,
we really don't have great data.
With this lack of information, at least accessible to the public, are there any signs that authorities are taking this issue seriously or taking steps to address this?
I think so. I think that the fact that the inspector general responded, the fact that they did do a report in December, they did do some surprise inspections, I think shows that ICE itself and the inspector general, the Department of Homeland Security, does take this seriously. So perhaps, you know, those sorts of reports and that sort of debate does prompt some internal change too, even at these facilities. But again, a lot of these are for-profit. That sole growth of the for-profit immigration detention industry has posed some problems for just holding people accountable. You know, this is ICE detention centers, but they're really run by, most of them, especially in Texas, run by for-profit companies who just aren't as transparent.
Lisa Olson is investigative reporter for the Houston Chronicle. We'll have a link to their latest at texasstandard.org. Lisa, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.